First day Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chaim Rappaport, Tashlumim for whole Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach.
The Gemara says in the Afiyah Medalek, Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishim Rabbi Shimon Ben Yitzchada, Shmoina Se Yomim Shehayachid Beinu Benef Hallel, or 18 days in the year, which every person has got to recite the entire Hallel. Shmoni Yom Echad, the 8 days of Sukkot, the Shmoni Yom Chanukah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, and Shavuot. Lagoyla, and outside Eretz Yisrael, Esther and the Echad, there are 21 days, an additional 3 days because of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliath, Tisha Yom Echad, Ushmeina Yimei Chanukah, Ushnei Yomim Tovim Shal Pesach, the first 3 days of Pesach, Ushnei Yomim Tovim Shal Atzeres. So the Gemara there, in Erechin, asks the famous question, Mai Shno B'chag Naminim Kol Yoma, or Mai Shno B'Pesach Delo Yaminim Kol Yoma, why is it that on Sukkot we say Hallel Sholim every single day, and on Pesach we only say Hallel Sholim on the first day or first 2 days of Pesach. And the Gemara answers, Dechad Chalukim B'Korban Yoseim. The days of Sukkot have got a different menu for the sacrifices that are offered each day in the Beis HaMikdash. Pori HaChag is Matim V'Hilchim. Mashenkin the Pesach, Ein Chalukim B'Korban Yoseim. The Korbanos that you offer on Pesach are the same, uniform every day. And that's why we don't say Hallel Sholem every day. What's the fact that Pesach has got a different Chalukim B'Korban Yoseim, Ein Chalukim B'Korban Yoseim, what's this got to do with Hallel? So Rashi and Tosis in Maseches Tanis Daf Ches on the base both say the same shot. If you look in Tanis in number 2, Rashi and Tanis Daf Ches on the base, Maseches Erichin Mefeirosh, Mai Shno V'Goy Mekoy Me'achad, why is it that on Sukkot you say every day of Pesach Lo'Goy Me'alivation? Because Mishum D'Chag HaSukkot Cholok B'Korban Yisrael. And here comes the addition. B'chol Echod V'Echod K'chag B'fnei Atzmoy Dom. Chazal Maseches to say Hallel on each Chag. The question is, does the Yom Tov of Pesach or the Yom Tov of Sukkot constitute one long Chag, or is each day a Chag b'fnei atzmoi in this context of a meal Chag? So Rashi explains that since there is a different Chagiga in terms of Korbanos of Sukkot each day, therefore each day of Chag of Sukkot is a Chag b'fnei atzmoi. And that's why it requires Hallel, because Hallel was the Tekolos Chazal was to say Hallel on the Chag. Which Chag? Every day is a different Chag. Each day is tone Hallel independent of the other day. Pesach, however, since there is one menu of Korbanos for every day, so therefore all the days are one Chag, not Kichag B'Fnei Atzmoi, so therefore one Hallel for one Chag. And the same is true with Tosfos is the same Chag. אבל פסח אינו משתנה למקבונס ולם יום תל פסח אין sorry in the earlier part of Tosis which I put in bold וכן בכל he speaks about Chanukah and Sukkot, so he says by Sukkot כל יום ויום have a יום תל לעצמו. Each day of Sukkot is a יום תל in its own right. That means it's got a din יום תל בפני עצמו, not as part of the whole. Meister Shahoya Kachoy, someone woke up this morning, first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, and he realized that he hadn't said Hallel Sholem in the first 2 days of Pesach. Either he was under the influence of the Abba Kaisis, or he did say Hallel, but he forgot to say the Rishonim, he missed out the pieces that he missed out in Rosh Chodesh by mistake, and now it's Chol HaMoed Pesach. So he wanted to know what to do. Do we say Olas Manu Bottle Kol Bonhoi, or can you still say Hallel? Surely. Kolmeini mitzichas yahal, ki mitzichas yahal shon, ki mimikayim nedino av yechimen, mishul rishim ben mitzadok, av amir yotalam. So he came to Reb Chaim Briska, so the story goes, and Reb Chaim said, Zog halal, he didn't say halal, why? So his reasoning is presented as follows. The whole reason that you don't say halal and Pesach Chol HaMoed is because, as the Gemara said, since Ein Chalukim B'Kodim Seyhan, so therefore only one halal is required for the whole Yom Tov of Pesach. Oh, but you have not spoken halal. You haven't even said one halal yet for this Pesach. So your obligation to say halal this Pesach, is still Oymeid, and therefore you can say halal. The Gemara doesn't say that the other days of Pesach don't need halal. The Gemara says, the way Rashi and Tosafos understand it, that the first days of halal, the sukkahs each day is a yom tov b'fnei atzmo. Mashinkim Pesach is one long yom tov. So once you've said halal on the first day, halal shalom, so there's no need to say halal shalom on the other days of Pesach. But if you've not yet said the halal shalom, so this moed, which begins on the first day of Pesach and ends on the last day of Pesach, has not yet had the halal that it rightfully deserves. So go ahead and say halal. So it is found in the Haggadah of Pesach and the Beis Levi, in the Koyot Sofos, in the second volume, Omid Kuf Chof Tes. What I wanted to examine is whether this psak of Reb Chaim holds water according to the way the other poskim understood the Gemara, and according to other shittas as to why we don't say halal shalom on Chol HaMoed Pesach. So let's give a little bit of a background first. In the Medrash, which is cited by the Bais Yosef in Siman Tov Tzadik, Erech Chaim, there is a completely different reason given for why we don't say halal on Chol HaMoed Pesach. What's the reason? Says in the Medrash, because Ma'aseh Yodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nitzbu Bayam, on the seventh day of Pesach, the Egyptians drowned, and therefore, in Foil Aniucha Al Tismach, like it says the Pasuk, and also in Pirkei Avos, do not rejoice at the downfall of your enemy. So therefore, to curtail our joy on Shmini Shor Pesach, and Hachim Shor Pesach, we don't say Halal Shalom, that's the reason. And that's what is quoted in the Bais Yosef. The interesting thing is that the Taz, in Erech Chaim, Siman Tov Tzadik, and the Mishnah Brura do not bring the reason that it says in the Gemara in Erechim at all. The only reason they bring is the reason that it says in the Medrash. But the Medrash is not a problem. If the reason we don't say how on Yom Tov on Shvi Yishol Pesach is because my Yod is saying Bayam, no, the whole thing of Shvi and Achim Shol Pesach, but what about Chol HaMoed? Says the Taz, and the mocker of the Taz in Hogim of Rabbi Zitzirna, from the Kadmoinei Poiskei, especially those who wrote down in Hogi Ashkenaz, they shall hei yom to Chol HaMoed chom um yom to Lacher. It would be inappropriate for Chol HaMoed to be more than yom to Lacher. So it works like this, you have a completely different method. According to the Taz, Mishnah Brura, and this school of thought, essentially we should say halal every day Pesach, like we do on Sukkot. And they don't seem to be going with the distinction connected with the Korban. No understand. On the last day of Pesach, we can't say halal shalom because we have a din of b'nfoyle yichal pismach. So the main way we have to restrict the halal to halal chatzi halal. And on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Yishuv HaDadina, that it can't be that Chol HaMoed Pesach should be more chomer than Yom Tov HaAchron. So therefore, we don't say Halal Shalom on Chol HaMoed Pesach as well. So we have these two shifts. Now, there has been an attempt on behalf of a number of Achronim to try and reconcile these two reasons, or synthesize between these two reasons. And as far as I can trace it, the first to do this is Rabbi Yaakov Orenstein in his famous Chibur Yeshuas Yaakov and Shulchan Aruch Erechaim, who suggests as follows, that there may be two reasons to say Halal and Shvi Shel Pesach. One is Mitzad Adin, or the Takona, of Amiras Halal B'Moed. Shmeina Yossi Yomi Bashana, Yossi Dina Ben Atahal, that's a deemed of the Halal and Moed. For that, we have the reason given in the Gemara, which it says, since it's not Cholot, we call them Eso, so therefore it's not a Moed Dina Atma. But then there's another reason which may require a Miras Halal and Shri and Achim Shopinitah, and that is, Mitzad the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. The nace, the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf requires Shira. That could be a justification, a cause, a Mechayiv to say Halal. That the answer is, no, we can't do it because of Nefela Yuchal Tisma. According to this approach, Maro Machodo and Maro Machodo are intriguing. The Gemara in Erechim is addressing the Chiyon Halal, Machmas Tadim of Takona, Samiras Halal, B'mayadim. And the Gemara gives a reason why we don't have a separate Halal Shalom and Chalomayad and Achim Shal Pesach on Mitzav Dis Din of Takon of Amirat Halal B'mayadim. And the Gemara in the Medrash, quoted by the Mitzvotav, that's speaking about a different thing in the Gemara. Medrash was that's talking about the Din of Amirat Halal O'anes. That's got nothing to do with Chalomayad. That's got to do with Kriyas Yamsuf, a miracle. So why does this miracle not chayve us to say Halal Shalom? Answer is, because Ma'asi Yadatayim Bayam, B'Nefela Yuchal Tismach. Ad Kan is what Rabbi Yaakov Orenstein, the Yeshua's Yaakov, says in his Sefer. The problem is, you see, Ani Yadatayim, this doesn't fit in to the Bible, to the Tzimah, to the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah. If it was true to say that they are coming to address a Zaitika problem, not why we don't say Halal Shalom and Cholomeret Pesach or Shvi Shal Pesach Tachonos Halal B'Meretim, but just why we don't need to say Halal Mitzad Denis of Kriyas Yamsuf. So then what do they need to say that we don't say Halal and Cholomeret Kidei Shalei Hei Cholomeret Chomom Yom Tov Achim? There is no half a minute to start with to say Halal and Cholomeret. There was a svara to say Halal on Shvi Shal Pesach and Eitz Yisrael, Achim Shal Pesach and Chutz La'aretz, mitzad the miracle, which miracle Kriyas Yamsuf? That miracle took place on Shvi Shal Pesach, not on Kol HaMoed. So there should have never been any presupposition, any hava minute to say Halal on Kol HaMoed Pesach. So if you ask the question, why don't we say Halal on Kol HaMoed Pesach, the answer should have been, like it says in the Gemara, because the only reason to say Halal would be mitzad the Kol HaSamiyas Halal B'Moed, and it's already said Halal for this Moed on the first day. I mitzad the din of Amirat Halal Aneh, which is Horan Halal mitzad the miracle. There, Melechat Chira, there was no Kisol Kedaita to say Halal on Chol Moed Pesach. The whole Halal Aneh would only be on Shvi Shal Pesach and Achim Shal Pesach. The very fact that they all say that the reason we don't say Halal Shalom on Chol Moed is Kadesh Yehi Chomel Yom Tov Achim, indicating that were it not for this reason, we would have to say Halal Shalom on Chol Moed Pesach, implies that they're not Goyis, the time of the Gemara. Because according to the time of the Gemara, you don't need a reason why we don't need to say Halal on Chol Moed. Okay, you need a reason why you should say Halal, and there isn't any. Because we've already said Halal for this Moed, and Chol Moed is not a new Moed. The Mela, when I used IT, in the Taz al Kolponim, as an independent pshat way of synthesizing the Gemara and the Medrash, may be plausible, but in the Daat HaPosek, in the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah, it is not possible to say that they are addressing different chiyuvim. And for good measure, maybe could I to add that the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah completely don't cite at all the Gemara in Erechim about the difference between the Korbanos of the Chag and Pesach. If they were to hold that this is also an important component to explain why there's no din of Amiras Halal Machmas Amiras Halal B'Moed, so they should have mentioned this as well. Elamai, it's Mashma, but this is an alternative reason. And there are two schools here, so to speak. There is the view that says, like the Gemara of the Be'etz, and there is no need for Halal and Chol HaMoed and Shvi Shal Pesach, because it's all part of the same Moed. And there is the other view that there is a need for Halal, both on Chol HaMoed and on Shvi Shal Pesach. However, this Halal is got to be curtailed, and we cannot have Halal Sholim. Why not? They, because Ma'asi Yadatayim Bayam, and the ripple effect, eventually he cholamoyev chomur miyomtiv ha'achar. Korbonis, but not a different menu. Yeah, the Gemara clearly says. The Gemara says that it's the chiluk in the amount of korbonis that makes the korbonis different. Sounds like something from the Gemara. The Gemara makes that. Sorry. So you're saying a good chart according to the Medrash. Why is the Medrash not going as the time of the Gemara? Because the Medrash actually holds that you don't need to have a different menu of korbonis in order for it to be considered a merit different outcome. But the Gemara is what the Gemara says. Sorry? Right, so that's actually a good question. The answer to that is that the Shechayonu, first of all, you have to be mechalik between different dinim. That's a vagai, but even though the Gemara says that each day of Sukkot is considered a merit between Hatsum and the Korbonis, it doesn't mean that in every respect it's a merit between Hatsum. It means regarding Korbonis. Regarding Halel, the din amiras halel b'merudim is determined according to the Korbonis. Otherwise, if you're going to say it's a separate yomtiv, you'd have a lot of actually have to bring a new korban either. And that's even by korbanos kufa. Here, where's it choluk? It's choluk regarding the korbanos tibur. There's a different korbanos tibur every day. Over eris ri'ya or eris chagiga, if you brought the first day yomtiv, the possible the whole yomtiv. So that's a double borrow that the Gemara never meant to say in every respect it's a different yomtiv. Shmini is regal with miyatma, the Indian Kazaki Shah. Sukkot is one yomtiv. The Gemara means that in terms of Amirat Halal, we have to be localized here. In terms of Amirat Halal, it's got a din mayeg bifmeyatmoy, when? If it's got a din manio korban. Second of all, it is possible the Shechayonu works differently. Because Shechayonu is based on the newness of it. The Gemara says, more later, because I know a kamer in Bahman, I know a kara kaza tanami in the Varchino. You say Shechayonu in the Chiri Chodesh. So you're saying Shechayonu on the novel experience of the Yomtev. The novel experience of the Yomtev is not altered because of the different amounts of korban tibur you have to offer on each day. As time begins, your question. Now coming back to the Indian here. Asher Alki. Mitnoroish, Benoshuva to the question. Let's look at it from the perspective of the Medrash. The reason you don't say how Shalim or Cholomed and Shemish or Pesach is because of Mike Yogesh and Bayam. So someone didn't say Hallel on the first day of Pesach, second day of Pesach. Now he wakes up, let's say Shemish or Pesach in the morning, and he wants to say Hallel. Is it shaykh to say he should say Hallel for because the Rabbi says to the Islamic? Of course not. For two reasons. Because maybe according to the Gemara, it is the pshat that there is a chiyuv to say Hallel once every month. You haven't said it yet for this month. According to the Medrash, after Chayes Kumut, there was a chiyuv to say Hallel every single day of Pesach. The only reason why we don't say Hallel is because of my Siyadat Tevim Bayam. In other words, I don't need to say Hallel Mitzad Yom Tov Rishon Yishol Pesach. Really, I should have to say Hallel today because it's Shvi Yishol Pesach. Shvi Yishol Pesach is told Hallel Mitzad Atzmon. And why don't I say Hallel on Shvi Yishol Pesach? Because my Siyadat Tevim Bayam. So if my Siyadat Tevim Bayam is a good enough reason to cancel out the Hallel, the Yoyma, the Hallel, which is required Machmas today, it would cancel out any remaining Hallel that may have happened from a previous occasion. And the Chagav, I saw in the famous Sefer Maimon Mordechai, which the Mishnah Berurah brings many places, Halacha, that it says that in his city there was a miracle that happened on Shlishi Pesach. And they wanted to say Hallel like the Shita of many Poskim, that there can be a localized Hallel for a miracle that happened to a particular community on a specific day. So he said they weren't allowed to say Hallel. Why? My Siyadat Tevim Bayam. Ah, this had nothing to do with Kriyas Yam Suf or Pesach. It was because of a personal communal thing. But the pshat is like this. Ma'ase Yovel Tovim by Yam is not a p'tur, it's an issa. There can be a machayev to say hello because of the miracle. Or with Ma'ase Yovel Tovim by Yam, that tells you you're not allowed to say hello, just like Einam in Hallel B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. Because the same is true here. My Siyadim Tevim Bayam says you mustn't say hello. So therefore there's two points here. Number one, according to the Svar of the Medrash, each day of Pesach is torn its own hallel, and the Mela, there's no Svar to say that you can be mashling the hallel of one day on the next day. And number two, even if you could, So the Svar of my Siyadim Tevim Bayam and the Pesach Yichal Tismach creates a prohibition that you mustn't say hallel. Now, let's go back according to the other reason, to the reason of the Gemara. I looked at the Gemara again, and I looked at it, and I saw the Chayra doesn't add up. Let's look at the Gemara again in number one. Omer Rav Yechin and Meshumer Rav Shimon ben Yehitzov. Shmei Nosei Yomim Shayachid Gomer ben Asar. There are 18 days in the Jewish calendar in which a person has to say the entire Hallel. And it lists these days. Then the Gemara goes on to say, why don't we say more days on Pesach? And the Gemara gives a reason. The reason the Gemara is giving, however, doesn't change the Takona. It seems from the Lashon of the Gemara that the Takona of Chazal was to say Hallel only on the first day or days of Pesach. True, the reason is because the other days of Pesach are not cholot b'chovenei sehem. Oh, but Amai said that doesn't mean to say that they left it a flexible period. You can say it on the first day, and start using Magdim and the Mitzvahs, and you can say it on the second day, and on the third day, and the fourth day. Oh, but good, that's just no mind story. So I found two achroinim b'snabim b'signum shoyna zemizeh, they're saying the same word. First, look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav in number 6. No, think me chachamim mikratal alel b'shnei yomim tevim rishonim shel Pesach, aval lo b'chelen shel moed yomim tevim achrayim. She'im en doim en echol moed shel sukkah shetik me lekes pe b'chol yoyim, fi shekol yom b'chol b'kobinet av miyem chaveir o miyom tev rishon, v'ari kol yoyim uke moed b'fni atma. Ma she'im kim b'Pesach shukobonus kol ha'yomim en shodim lekobonus yom tev rishon, v'fi chach, Kulon tfeilim liyom tovarishin, ve'ein shum echad mehem kemoyed b'fnei atma. V'lo yitiknu likras ha'halil ala b'tokim dahayna b'moyedim she'in boim lizman lizman. And then comes the crunch. U'vahas cholas ha'moyed hu she'tiknu likrasay. When will Chazal mustachim to say the halal, he says, that's cholas ha'moyed. Why, what's he saying here? It types up the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say the Yochid has got to say Hallel on 18 days, 8 days of Sukkot, and one of the 8 days of Pesach. The Gemara says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. So he's asking the question, but the reason that makes Pesach different than Sukkot is because the whole Pesach is one Moed, so why after Yom Tov HaRishon? That's how Chazal made their institution. When do you say Hallel on Chol HaMoed Pesach? On Pesach, that Chol HaMoed. And what's that Chol HaMoed is the first day? If you weren't Mekayim to Konas Chazal and you didn't say Hallel when Chazal was starting to say it, tough luck. So all that money, bottle kabbalin. A dugma rechoika to this idea would be, people may be familiar with a Me'iri, a Maseches Megillah, Daf Yudalad and Medalad, who says, since Rav Nachman says that the reason we don't say Hallel on Purim is because Kriyas is Uyila Halaylo, the Kriyas and Megillah is Bukhema Hallel, so therefore if someone is stuck without a Megillah, he should say Hallel. Reiv ha'achreinim kukulam, o'choylich ha'mistim. They say no. Rav Nachman is coming to explain why Chazal were never mistaken to say Hallel on Purim. Answer is because it's at the corner of Mikra Megillah. But that doesn't mean to say that if you personally haven't got a Megillah and you can't be Mekayim the Takana, then a special Chiyuv will pop up for you that you should read the Hallel. Chazal were not Mesakin to say Hallel. Why were they not Mesakin? Because there's an alternative Takana. The fact that you personally are not able to be in the time that the Kohen and the Chazal were Mesakim for Purim, namely Kriyas and Megillah, which is the Kohen Mosai and Mona, which includes both, that's your difficulty. But it doesn't mean that automatically a new Chiyav emerges for you to say hello on that day. So there is a here. If you understand, as did the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the fact is that there was no latitude. They said, once on Pesach, beginning, middle, end, obviously, like a chila do it at the beginning, but you can do it whenever you want. No! The reason why they only said once was partly because it's not called the common oysaf. But when the mice said they didn't leave it up in the air, loose, they pinned it down, like most Akonis Chazal, when they made a Dov Masurim. And they said the Akonis Kriya Sahal was in Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, or as Cholas Amoid who should take the curse. And the Mela, therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and if you take the Ma'amar Mikomos home and look in the Levush, in number 5, you will see a different approach, but likewise, an approach which indicates that the Chiyuv Amidah Tallah on Pesach can only be fulfilled on the first day, not like Rav Chaim. Now, obviously, Rav Chaim is Rav Gubre, and he is entitled to say a Sfora, a Daita de Nafshe, which apparently he did. Purpose here is to present the alternative approach and how the Pesach would emerge according to the Poskim in the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Mishneh Berurah, Taz, and the classical Poskim, which most people follow. As far as being Machmir, there would be a Shaila. You would ask if a person wanted to be Machmir to say Halal Shalom if he forgot, then he would not be able to say it in the middle of the Tatsi Halal, because that would, according to some Poskim, constitute a Hefsek. And therefore he would have to say it afterwards if he wanted to be Choshish to this Shita in order to be Machmir. Besides the Marim Kermit that I've given you here on page 1, if you look on page 2, I've also given you the main Svaras that I've set out, and therefore this will hopefully enable you to pursue this matter and do Chazorah, is that customary, before Shavu'ot Shel Pesach. So, G'day Shalei Chol HaMoed, today Chomo B'Yom Tevachem, B'Yom Tevachem Shel Pesach. There is no time for customary Divrei Drush, and therefore I will just finish off with a very short snippet, which I can hopefully encapsulate in a minute. In the Sefer Kabbalah, you find that one of the reasons that the difference between the first days of Pesach and the last days of Pesach is that the first days of Pesach are Be'ika, Zechel, Yetzias, Mitzrayim. Whereas in the last days of Pesach, as indicated in the Ma'arovit, that Minhag Ashkenaz have on Shvi and Achron Shel Pesach, and also they have Torah of Achron Shel Pesach, is Oyel Hayom B'Nei Lamoid, speaks about the Ge'ula HaAsido. And for this reason, we find in Kabbalistic writings that we do not say Shechi Yonu on Shemush Shel Pesach. Pashtus the time is, because it's not a like Shemini Atzeret. But Shechi Yonu you can only say in a Simcha which you already have in your hand. If the apple is not yet, you haven't even seen it, so therefore you can't say Shechi Yonu. That's why the Gula HaSido, Oz Yoshu Moshe and Yisrael, the Tan Remez, the Tchias HaMitzim, and HaTorah still remains as something which is beyond our actual grasp, literally, and therefore we don't say Shechayon. It is for the same reason that also we don't say Halal Sholim, because again, Halal Sholim you can say in a Simcha which is already a tangible reality. Something which is still a matter of the future. So even though we have a Munah and Betochen, over, it's not in the hand yet, and therefore we can't say Halal Shalom. But the Rebbe Shtehelfen, that can be safe from the Eretz Mitzrayim and any employees, and we should be zeicher to say Halal Shalom, the Viyas Mashiach, the Teinu, the Brocha, and the Shona Habor, Yerushalayim.